Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know what I was thinking. Coming up on the show, it's finally here. The Doors look for the upset over the Crimson Tide. That's just one of the plays we're on when we pick six. Chelsea, I don't know if you saw this. I bet you did. Remember back in 2014 when 50 Cent threw out the first pitch of the Mets game? I mean, that was one of the worst first pitches you'll ever see, where you threw it and it went like almost shot straight to the side. It was awful. So a few years ago, he said, I should have kept my ass in the stands. That's how bad it was. But he made up for it this week at a Savannah Bananas game. So the Bananas were in Houston, and there was a whole production. It was actually pretty cool. So 50 is walking through the dugout onto the field, singing In the Club, of course, his classic hit. And then he gets right in the middle of the diamond. The Bananas are behind him, dancing in unison. And then when he finishes, he grabbed a ball and threw out another first pitch. It wasn't great, but it looped and kind of got over the plate, which was 10 times better than his previous pitch. So 50 made up for that debacle more than 10 years ago.
Well, that's, I feel like it's easy to do when the bar is set so low. It's like, as long as you don't hit like the mascot or the camera person who's like 15 feet away from home plate, wow, that's actually pretty good. So it's nice to see that he is improved, because merely practicing, I don't know, maybe once, you should do better than that.
Also, I noticed, you talk about marketing opportunity. I read this as well. The Bananas have debuted a new drink called the Branson Banana Blast with Branson Cognac. That's 50s cognac. Now the official spirit of the Savannah Bananas. So it all comes together. Like, now you're seeing behind the curtain, like, oh, now I see why this happened.
It's wild to me how famous the Savannah Bananas have gotten, though.
It's crazy.
Because, like, 50 Cent is an A-lister. Like, a lot of people have heard of 50 Cent. And, like, there were days when the Savannah Bananas were, like, drawing less than, like, minor league baseball. You know, they were not being paid much. It was kind of a deal that, you know, nobody really believed in it at first. And now it feels like they are drawing bigger crowds than a lot of MLB stadiums. It's crazy.
Yo, absolutely. It's wild how much they've been on the come up. And now, before we get to our pick six, you know, as much true crime as I watch, I'll watch just about anything. I don't know if I'm going to watch this. 50 has a new crime series on Fox Nation called 50 Ways to Catch a Killer. I think I'm going to probably... 50 Cent in the true crime game. Well, we got games to talk about because it's a Friday, so let's stack some dubs this weekend.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All right, I'm ready for this one. Texas, -4.5 at Florida. All of the money is coming in on the Gators. This opened at 7.5. I don't know what's going on. I got to tell you, I don't care. I do not care. I think it's going to be a low-scoring game. Look at the Florida defensive line. George Gums Jr., L.J. McCray out indefinitely. Aaron Gates, their number one corner, had surgery on his shoulder early this week. He's done. I think people are fading Arch Manning, but he's not going to go crazy and toss 3 or 4 touchdown passes, but he got his confidence back against Sam Houston State. You can laugh at that. That is opponent agnostic. Also, huge for Texas this week. They get Trey Wisner back at running back. Quintravion Wisner back at running back. Also, Emmett Mosley, the transfer from Stanford, he's going to play, so Arch will have a couple more weapons. DJ Lagway has been so bad for Florida this season. That Texas defense is going to give him all sorts of trouble. And I think there's a real possibility this Gators team has quit on Billy Napier. Easy wading in the swamp. Is that an expression? It is now. Easy wading. You dip your toe in, couple inches deep, you get a dub, you go back to Austin. Texas -4.5 at the swamp.
Ah, it does feel like Texas needs a get-right spot to where they're back in the national conversation because, Jenks, we know you love talking about your Longhorns. Mm-hmm. If you want to watch it, Horns and Gators taking the field 3:30 Eastern in the swamp.
Big Six.
Big Six.
All right, let's go to the NFL for me and go to the Sunday night football matchup between two AFC East rivals. I'm going to go with the Patriots getting 8.5 on the road at the Bills. I understand that the Bills look like probably the best football team in the NFL this year, but I feel like 8.5 points is too much, especially in a divisional matchup, and especially the way that this Patriots team has been playing. Even last year, when this was not a good Patriots team, they covered in each of those matchups against Buffalo, including a matchup where Buffalo was 14-point home favorites and the Bills only won by 3 points. So Buffalo, we've seen, has let worse teams kind of stick around. We saw it in the Saints game. We saw it in the Dolphins game. They didn't cover the number in either of those games, and I think we see more of the same. I think the Patriots are a dog with some bite here. Let's go Patriots plus 8.5.
Yeah, let's go. Way too many points. I'll be with you on that. It is a Sunday night game in Buffalo starting at 8:20 Eastern.
Big Six.
Big Six.
Back to the college game we go. Vanderbilt. Oh, yeah. Vandy plus 10.5 at Bama. Is this a square play? It might be. Sammy P keeps saying that the sharps out in Vegas really like Bama. The number should be higher. I don't know if I agree. I'll go against those guys. I'm with our guy, Andrew Cayley from Covers.com, who was on the show this week, and he likes the Commodores as well, so do I. Diego Pavia, he might be cocky, but this guy, if you amputated his left arm, he'd go in with his right arm and still play the game. He is just so tough, and that Vanderbilt offensive line is definitely one of the best in the SEC. If you look at the numbers here, Vandy has the second-best offensive success rate in the country. They are really good up front. Clark Lee, one of the better head coaches. He is one of the best head coaches in college football. The fact that he's revived the Commodores and we're talking about them in this space after their win last year against Alabama. They know they can play against the Crimson Tide. And look, huge win last week for Alabama. Getting a win at night between the hedges. First time Georgia has lost a game since 2009 at night. So that was massive for the Crimson Tide. Ty Simpson was incredible in that game. But Vanderbilt knows they can play with Bama. They've got a quarterback who walks the walk and talks the talk. I think Vandy can absolutely keep this within double digits. I'd put a sprinkle on them on the money line. 10.5 is way too many points. Give me the Doors.
It feels almost too obvious to me.
Yeah.
And that kind of makes me a little nervous. But here's the thing. If you watch this game and you don't bet on Vandy and it plays out exactly how you expected, you will be kicking yourself for not taking the 10.5 points. So I do think Vandy can keep it close there. If you want to watch it, it's the 3:30 Eastern kick in Tuscaloosa.
Big Six.
Big Six.
Back to...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Fee and fees apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The NFL we go, and let's hope for a bunch of points in the Cowboys and Jets game. Let's go over 47.5 here. And this is what we've seen from the Cowboys all season long, is that their defense is not good. But Dak Prescott can absolutely sling it. And here's the other thing. Because Dak Prescott is throwing the ball so much, this is a team that is one of the fastest tempo teams in the NFL, ranking 7th in pace. Then you look at this Jets offense that should have a nice little get-right spot against the Cowboys defense that's giving up the most passing yards of any defense in the NFL. So I think it's going to be a great game for props. I think Garrett Wilson is a great look. I think George Pickens is a good look as well. I think we see a lot of points in this one. Let's go Cowboys Jets over 47.5.
I like that. And I also kind of like the Jets on the money line here. I know that seems crazy, but at some point they're going to get a win for Aaron Glenn. And they were just so sloppy against the Dolphins. If they can clean that up a little bit, Chelsea, 3 turnovers in that game, 13 penalties. If they clean that up against this Dallas defense, which is so bad, like you talked about, I think they can win outright. So it is a 1 o'clock Eastern start in the Meadowlands on Sunday.
Pick six.
Pick six.
All college for this guy. Miami. Bienvenido a Miami. -4 and a hook. At Florida State. So here's the thing. Florida State, maybe a bounce back spot for these guys after losing in Charlottesville to Virginia. But the one thing that stood out to me in watching that game is that Florida State was really pushed around defensively. And I think that's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem because Miami is so good in the trenches. And that Miami defensive line, this is arguably the best defensive line in the country. They are number one in the nation in adjusted yards per play, led by the spectacular Reuben Bain Jr. I don't know how Florida State is going to move the football against that Miami defensive front. Believe it or not, Miami looks like one of the most complete teams in the country, which is kind of weird to say when you talk about a Mario Cristobal team, because it feels like at least once or twice a year he's going to make one of those head-scratching decisions that maybe costs his team the game. We haven't seen it thus far. And Carson Wentz, or not Carson Wentz, but Carson Beck looks really, really good. You know, I wasn't a huge fan of him at Georgia, but he's been pretty fantastic in Miami, and right now he is the second favorite to win the Heisman Trophy at 9-1 behind Dante Moore. Miami is the more complete team here. I will take them in Tallahassee, so give me the Canes, -4.5.
It's always a great thing when each side of the rivalry has some good things going in its favor. So when we have both teams in the top 25, no matter which side you pick, I am thankful that both these teams are at least good, because it's always a great thing when rivalries are renewed. Miami and Florida State is a good one. And for me personally, it brings up some demons because, Jinx, this was the game where I got absolutely trucked on national television. So let's hope that I don't relive those memories. But I will always remember Miami and Florida State for that reason. If you want to watch it, a showdown in the Sunshine State at 7:30 Eastern in Tallahassee.
Pick six.
There we go. All right, and finally for me, more points. At least that's what we are hoping between the Lions and the Bengals. So the total is pretty high at 49.5, but we've seen what this Lions offense can do. Even against a very good Cleveland defense, they still put up a 34 spot last week. So when you go against a Bengals defense that can't stop anybody, I am thinking that Detroit probably runs up the score, which we've seen them do that before as well, putting up a 52 spot on Chicago. And here's the thing about Cincinnati. Maybe they don't contribute much to this total here, but I do think this is at least a somewhat easier matchup than what they had last week against Denver. Because when your best weapons are number one receivers, like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, and you go against a Denver secondary that has the reigning NFL Defensive Player of the Year in Pat Surtain, who is like white on rice all over Ja'Marr Chase, it's just not a good matchup. So it's not like I have, you know, the most faith in Jake Browning, but I do think maybe they can at least contribute to the total here, especially in garbage time, which I do think this game probably gets out of hand. So we're going to go over 49.5 when it comes to the Lions and the Bengals.
Ooh, I am tempted to take the Lions. Well, it opened at Lions -9.5. Now they're sitting at 10.5. But man, that Lions defense is very adept at stopping the run. So when I think of Cincy being forced to throw the ball and I see Jake Browning in the pocket, you know what I see? Interception, interception, interception. At least they're at home. but I would probably lay it with the Lions. I like the over as well. It is a 4:25 Eastern kickoff in Cincy on Sunday. Got a little time left here before we go to the Donkster and hand out our best bets. Is there a lean or two? There's a couple games in college that I'm still looking at that I might add to the card. Is there another game in the pros or in the college game that you like?
I was leaning towards Vanderbilt, and I was wondering if you were going to use it, because if you use it, I don't want to just be an echo chamber. But I do think I'm going to play that one personally. And plus, like, Vandy is the local team here in Nashville, and, like, oh, yeah. God forbid, like, we got nothing to root for the Titans. So I'll be rooting for Vandy this weekend. I'm probably going to play some teasers, because I do think there's some good teaser lines. The Colts in a teaser feels like a great play. Laying 7 against the Raiders, you tease it down, it is merely -1. I think that's a good one. And even if you don't believe in my Patriots pick, straight up getting 8.5, you can get them at 14.5 in a teaser. I think they can at least keep it within 14 points against the Bills.
Oh, I think so as well. Divisional matchup. Drake May has looked so good. And it's interesting to me, I think, because a couple years ago when the Commanders had the number 2 pick in the draft, the thought was, are they going to take Drake May? Are they going to take Jaden Daniels? Which guy is it going to be? And I think Jaden Daniels was absolutely the right call, but it looks like both of those guys are on their way to very good pro careers. And Caleb Williams, maybe he's going to step up as well, because he's coming off one of his best games ever as a pro. So that's going to be fascinating to watch. But I also think that Mike Vrabel has done a really good job with the Patriots. They're still a work in progress, but you can definitely see improvement comes in fits and starts, and they're trending in the right direction.
Right, and here's, I think, the important point about Mike Vrabel coach teams is that he is one of those coaches in the NFL that can do the most with the least. Like, we saw this with Kyle Shanahan last night, and we saw this with Mike Vrabel the year that he won Coach of the Year. The Titans had the most injuries of any team in the NFL, but when you have a guy like that that's so good at rallying the troops, that's a guy that's going to be in competitive football games, it feels like, every day of the week, even against the best teams in the NFL.
I mean, he's no Brian Callahan. You know, which is, thank God. Thank God. Poor Titans fans, man. Rabel doing well. Callahan, not so much. Coming up next on the show. We're ready for the weekend, but not before telling you our favorite plays on this Friday. Best bets. Donkster coming your way here on BetMGM Network.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.